companies know that the best resumes do not always make the best hires, but they don't have a better proxy. That's why we created Scouted, to help companies hire better by sourcing smarter. There is a war for top talent and a huge opportunity to do something about it. The U.S. recruiting industry is a $124 billion market, and we're currently tackling the $8 billion campus recruiting segment. While it's a large market, it's outdated and highly inefficient. Recruiting talent, it's an access and a sorting problem. Companies need the right mix of quantity and quality of talent. If you're not a big brand firm, it's hard to attract the talent you need. And for companies like Goldman, you get inundated with homogenous resumes, and it's hard to sort for the stars. And regardless of what kind of company you are, with traditional interviewing, you have a 50% chance of making a bad hire, and each bad hire costs firms 2 times the cost of a candidate's salary. The talent allocation process in the United States is broken, which is why we at Scouted are building a meritocracy of talent. And we're well on our way. We've had strong, consistent growth on all of our key candidate metrics, and that's enabled us to deliver real results to our clients. On average, we save 20 hours of search, have a 6 times better hiring yield, and we have achieved 95% retention at the critical 3-month mark. And that's because traditional recruiting is one-dimensional. Our technology brings a candidate to life, adding dimension to their story. Our algorithm identifies and measures the most important drivers of hiring success, like EQ, grit, problem solving, and communication skills. There's never been technology to do this in a scalable way until now. How does it work? Well, Scouted helps companies hire better by first diversifying their talent pool, and second, delivering a prioritized, curated roster of the top candidates per role. This way, companies save valuable time reviewing only the best matches. We also employ over 85 years of leading research, such as structured behavioral interviews, to statistically increase the odds of hiring well. With more information beyond a resume, companies have higher confidence that a candidate is worth pursuing. So, to sum it up, Scouted is attacking company pain points up front, providing better access and better sorting, which increases diversity, reduces bias, and most importantly, stacks the odds in favor of hiring well. 60% of the companies we talk to, we turn into customers, and 80% of our beta clients have used us on multiple placements. How do we make money? Well, companies pay us, and we have 2 models. What we found is that by selling to companies on a contingency basis, it increases the speed of our sales cycle. The goal is then to convert current clients to our SaaS model. The talent allocation process in the United States is broken. We are changing a big, old industry, and we are looking for partners who are excited to build a meritocracy of talent with us. If that's you or any of your companies are looking to hire, we'd love to talk to you. Thanks.
What percentage of your companies now and the existing customers are contingency versus the subscription model?
Sure. So the majority of them are contingency, as that has been our strategy to bring them on. We have one client on a 2-year SaaS contract who has renewed. We are in conversations about converting some of our clients that have now hit the higher rate, the like 4 to 5 hires where it makes sense to switch. And we've just brought on a VP of business development sitting in the back who starts next week, who's going to help us start doing more direct to enterprise sales.
If I'm your customer and you've got, you're helping with me with the fire hose, can I sort of tweak it as we go along?
Yes.
How do I control the fire hose?
Sure. So it's a customized model on the company side, meaning based on a variety of different things, the different values, abilities, and skills that you're looking for, as well as sort of elements of your culture, you can sort of determine what is most important. Then what happens is it learns over time. So based on the candidates you're picking, how they do in your process, because everybody's tagged with data, the system then evolves. candidates are sort of, there's like a two-part process. One, there's building an understanding of what they're like on an absolute level, and then matching that to a particular role. So a candidate might be great for one company, but not for another. So a candidate isn't given an absolute score that's going to affect them overall. It's saying, is this candidate analytical? Do they have high intellectual horsepower? Do they have good people skills? What's their tenacity? And then with that, they might have a different score for different companies depending on the company's needs. Thanks.